Welcome to the Mug Meetings Summaries Podcast. I'm Gilbert Detilieu. Our April meetings RTFM featured Michael Dube talking about the date command.
So we're going to look at date. Everybody knows date because everyone's used it so many times that we all know everything there is to know about it, right? That's it. No, actually, it's date is actually really surprising because there are things that you might not know that you've seen before. So I wanted to show you something before we start, sort of the motivation. You remember my typing skills have not improved in the meantime. So this is a sheet, and I guess you can read that. It says a gift from Monday, February 14th, 1966, a gift from Tuesday, February 14th, 1967. So it's too bad this wasn't the February 14th meeting, since we had one, because it would be really appropriate, especially for date, I suppose. And when you get down at the bottom, the last one is this year, which was a Tuesday, right? So who would ever print something like that? Well, if there was someone who was so grotty that they'd gone from 1966 to 2012 without giving someone a Valentine's Day gift and then suddenly had a change of heart, this would make wonderful wrapping paper, don't you think? It's, if you look at the edges, they can overlap each other. So, yeah, so that's a great idea. And of course, generating this thing is not very hard at all, except for this odd thing. Each year we have the day of the week, right? So, for example, this seems to, let's pick one, it would seem 1996, this was on a Wednesday, so let's get out of that and look at 1996. I guess we want the month of two would be good, and hopefully it's a Wednesday. I feel like that when that works. Okay, so the question is, how do you generate this for 45 years, right? So, and that's really what started me looking at date. Date comes with sort of two different pieces to it. There's date where you control the input and date where you control the output. So as we've seen already, if you don't do anything to control the input, it just gives you the current time. So let's look at how we control the output. So typically you do date and then you give it a string. So started by a plus, and then you put in whatever you want, right? And put in hello. However, that's not very interesting. And you have things that start with percentages, like percentage B. So you can say it is percentage B. And what will percentage B do? Assuming I haven't made any mistakes, it says it is April. Okay? So date is taking percentage B and replacing it by April. So you have, if you look at the man page, it goes on and on with the list of these things that you can put in. And if you change B to something else, so let's say C, then you get something else in there, right? So this gives you kind of a long form, even a little bit longer than the standard one. So so there's quite a list of these things that you can get for output. And in fact, let's look at this show date formats, because that's what we're interested in. So this is almost the simplest of all programs. We're just going to print each date by echoing the thing and then giving it to the date command, right? So that's the function that's defined. And then you apply this function to this whole long string. And where did that string come from? That's the sort of the object of this for loop. Well, I just awked it off the man page, so it's really legitimate. So what's going to happen when we run this, right? I guess we'll find out. We might sort of run out of room, but so, let's back up a little bit. So the first thing we did was we printed the date, and you can see what each of these do. So percent A gives you the TUE. That's the first part here. The capital A gives you Tuesday written out. And that's sort of a typical pattern for a lot of these things. Percent B, we just looked at that a second ago. APR in lowercase and APRIL in uppercase. Percent C, we looked at that as somewhat longer form. Percent capital C is something that's different. It's actually the century. Oh, it's not the century.
Hour.
It's the hour, right. Should be the century, but it's not. Okay? It's the first two digits. It's the hundreds of years. It is the century. Yeah. Okay. You convinced me otherwise. H must be the number of hours. Yes, it's right down here. It just happens that percent C is percent H. Okay, so you can see what all these things do, and you can sort of guess. You can see that here's the date in a somewhat different format. And as we go through, you can, percent N, that's an interesting one. That's a line feed, right? You can see there's a blank there. So that's sort of a sneaky one. Percent capital N, any guesses? Nanoseconds. Okay, so if we run this again, we'll, we should do date percent N a couple of times. And then PM, PM, you know, so all of this is...
The lowercase b is the uppercase b.
That's right, yes. So I guess there are a few little things. And this Z at the end is the time zone written in a couple of different formats. So you have a whole bunch of these things, and you can use them and play with them. Let's go back to this guy. That was capital N for nanoseconds. Let's run that and run it again. See? Seems to be good. Would that seem like we ran off that many nanoseconds?
Two tenths.
Yeah. Between those two runs of the things.
Yeah.
Could be. Yeah. Seems about right. Okay, so that's the idea of the output, and you can change it to whatever form you want. In particular, you can get the day of the week by Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, because that was one of them, right? Except you know what the date is today. What about the date on the other day? So... that means you have the other problem. We can control the output, but we want to control the input, too. And that's real easy, too. It's really to control the input. So let's use the standard date. So you have a dash D or a dash dash date, okay, depending on how much you like to use these things. And then you get a string that tells you the date that you're going to replace it by. Okay, so, for example... you can say, I think you could say tomorrow. I'm actually not sure of this. This may be wrong. Yes, okay. April 11th. That's tomorrow, right? Yeah, okay, good. Okay, so you see the idea. If you want to shift the date, you change the input. So if you want to go back to that February 14th, let's go Feb 14. What was the year? 1996, was it? Okay, then there we are on February 14th. It's a Wednesday, okay, just like it was before. Okay, so what that means is that you can input this thing, and the number of formats you can input is fantastic. So, for example, we could go 2/14. I wonder if 96 will work. I haven't tried this. Of course it does. You can put in almost anything, and it recognizes the right thing. So you think that's great. Let's try this. Let's get the date for Monday. What's Monday? That's next Monday. What if you want the Monday after that? Well, if this is one Monday, then you'll just go to the next Monday after that, right? Oh, what about last Monday? Well, if two gives you two forward and what blank gives you one forward, what's going to take you one backward? Thank you. It makes me feel that all those math... Oh, except it doesn't work. Oh, what happened?
Zero. What's zero Monday?
Oh, zero. Oh, yeah, that's... one Monday. Okay. Let's try... yeah, let me try something else here. Let's try 1 week. Okay, is that a week from today? Yes, it is. Okay, now I think this one works with the minus. Okay, let's... is that... aha, and that's a week back, right? And if you want to go instead 17 weeks back... here we go, December 13th. How appropriate. So I thought you could go back on weekdays, but maybe not.
Try last.
Yeah, no, that's... oh, last Monday. That's or last Friday. Yeah.
I know it's
on. Yes, I mean I can't tell you. This is mostly playing. Okay, what else can I call it? I mean, what do we do this for, right, to be able to play? Okay, so you can go forward a number of days. You can go back, I think you can go back minus 17 days. Let's try that. Uh-huh. See? So almost anything you think of it with a plus or minus in front of it, it does just perfectly. It's almost hair-raising when you first play with this. It's really... now, let me show you something else that's really interesting. So let's do that percent B we had, right? So let's go with the, we'll go back to the changing the output. Yes, I need the plus. Thank you. Okay, so April. Okay. Oh, okay, that'll work. So I think what we're going to do is change the language to French_CA.UTF-8. Oop, 8. Did I do that right? I think that's right. Oh, no. Sorry. Not set. Okay. I think we're okay. We'll see. So what will happen? Any guesses? Can you believe that? Lowercase letter, which is right. Okay. Is that great or what? Let's go back -5 weeks. I think we're okay with that, right? Yeah, Mars, okay?
You don't have to say cement now.
Hey, this is my straight man here. So the question is, phooey, this is. So what happens if we put this in? Invalid date, sorry. So there's a slight incompatibility here, right? You can, when you change the language, you change, so in general, all of the dates you see, so today is Mardi, as it should be in Avril, and with the lack of capitalizations, which is appropriate for French. And the time is in
24 hours.
But, and UTC -500, see? So a lot of them are the same. Oh, I think the dash C. No, I think that's right. So it was sort of interesting to see it has these little things built in. If we go back to English, of course, then everything will be as it was. Okay, presumably. Yeah. Oops, sorry. So the weeks still doesn't like that. Okay, so there we go. So that's the idea. So a lot of this is, you know, pretty straightforward, but I don't know who did that input stuff, but it's fantastic. I mean, I was really, really impressed by it. So, and solving the problem, too. So where was that? Oh, show Valentine dates. So let's look at that. We'll just finish up with show Valentine dates. So this is the whole thing. There's nothing to it, right? So you just pick the years you want to run over, and you set the date to be February, Feb 14th, the year number, right? You could put almost anything in there and would pick the right one, and then you write a, well, this could have been down in here too, but it wasn't. So you say a gift for, and that's the format, right? Should we try it? Why not? Run this guy. Okay, there we go. Okay, including this year, the 14th. Okay, so that's the story. It goes to show that things that you think you know, you really know everything about. I mean, you wouldn't believe there'd be new things to learn on that, but there are. It's really, that's the thing that really makes this fun. So there,
right.
That's it.
Okay? Right. Thank you, Mike.
That's it for this podcast. Thanks for listening. For more Mug Meetings summaries or for more information about the Manitoba Unix User Group, check out our website at muug.mb.ca.